Welcome to Sister Chats Refined. We've created a space for real conversations and a place where we can all be seen, heard, and most importantly, inspired. I'm Joy.
And I'm Liz. And we're letting you into our everyday conversations so you're going to get some of this sister energy. So whether you need
a big sis
or a little sis,
sis
we got you. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast, Sister Chats Refined, with Liz.
And Joy.
I thought my name was Joy for a minute.
Yes, you did.
Anywho.
Yes.
We are so glad that you guys decided to join us again. And we have an amazing topic today. We think that a lot of people will really enjoy what we have to say today. So go ahead. Since they're going to enjoy it, Joy, go ahead and start us off.
Oh, boy. You're rare form tonight. All right. So I was reading a book and I came across this thought that was in the book. So it's so good. I had to like write it down. So this is what it is. It says people make these long, elaborate lists of things they want in a partner, but they rarely create a list of who they must be, what they must do, and what they must have to attract who they want. Ooh. And instead of just asking, how do I get who and what I want? We can ask, who must I become? And what must I give in order to get who or what I want?
Oof.
So we've been big about self-work.
Okay.
Like, yes. Yes. So
that is really, really good because, you know, social media, whatever, they're always making these lists on what you have to have in order to get me. So what do you have in order to get them?
Yes. Okay. Like,
what do you have in order to get them? That's kind of like, okay, this might be a little, it was not off, but that's like you going to the grocery store and getting all the ingredients for something, putting it together and not knowing how it's actually cooked.
Yeah, or getting all the ingredients for something, you ain't got no kitchen.
Ooh!
Okay?
You ain't got listen!
You ain't got a kitchen. But you ain't got all the stuff on your list.
Yes. And you ain't got no kitchen.
And you ain't got a kitchen,
you ain't got no spoon.
And no, yeah, and no ain't bowl. Nobody gonna let you borrow one.
You ain't got no nothing.
You ain't got
you're expecting this amazing dish.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't for you to enjoy.
Right.
But you haven't even set the atmosphere for it to be enjoyed.
What's wild is when we were going into, now that we're entering into the new year, right? So you know how I feel about the new year.
Yes.
It happens in the spring, okay? So what I kept getting this like recurring thought in my mind was prepare. Prepare, prepare, prepare. That this new season was going to be heavily focused on me preparing. Me preparing for the things that I have asked for, that I want, these lists that I've written. It's like prepare so that when those things come, you are ready to receive it.
Yes.
And so when we talk about these lists and people like having this, and even the, you know, the biggest thing we've been talking about, not the biggest thing, but the biggest, a lot of things, the one thing that people have been talking about on social media.
What?
Sierra prayer. The Sierra prayer. Okay, so they've been talking about the Sierra prayer.
Yeah.
Like it's just some magical thing, you know, that happens. But guaranteed that if Russell Wilson, would have came into Sierra's life.
At a time
when she was not ready for what she got, Russell Wilson being who he is, could not have stayed.
Yeah.
So along with the Sierra prayer, along with your list, you have to make sure that you are preparing for what it is that you say that you want and that you need.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's like trying to get a job.
Come on.
It's like interviewing for something. And you done lied on that resume.
Hey.
You said you're proficient in about 15 things. And you get to that job and you can't perform. And they're at your performance review like, well, you did tell us that you could do A, B, C, D, E, and F. But honey, you haven't showed up for anything.
Yeah.
Like, if you want something, I feel like it is important for you to show up. Not only for them, but for yourself.
First.
You were yourself first.
Yes.
Because why do you think you deserve that? If you can't even show up for you, why do you think somebody should show up for you?
Right.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
And a lot of times we form these lists out of needs, right? So we either form a list because it's something that we're lacking and something that we need,
mm-hmm.
right? And so the idea of it is like, well, yeah, like I don't have this, so I need this. Mm-hmm. I don't have, but you have to be able to bring something to the table as well. Mm-hmm. Like you have to be able.
What if they say, I am the table?
Okay.
You hear that thing?
Yeah.
Like, girl, what do you bring to the table? Like, I am the table.
I am the table. Wonderful, sis. Wonderful.
But are you polished? I have nothing.
Yeah.
Are you polished?
Is the table polished?
Is it
have
clean?
You dusted?
Have like, you dusted?
Are your do you have all four legs?
Do you? Or are you sitting up on a book?
Hey.
What you doing?
Right.
What you doing?
The truth. What are you doing? And it's just, you know, and I want us to have it all the way together. Like
yeah.
I want us to have it together. Or I want us to be able to get to the place where we're open to receiving the fact that we don't.
Yeah.
But then we're working on it. So like that's where that refinement comes in. And we talk about like just wrapping up. Talking about this whole season, all the things that we've talked about, it has all gone back to living, loving, and leading well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I know that we have some amazing viewers. I know we have some amazing listeners. And I know that you have some needs, some wants, some desires. I'm sure you've got some lists out there, but we want to make sure
that you're working on your list as well.
Yes.
That doesn't mean your list has to be complete. It doesn't mean that the person coming in can't check things off your list for you or mm-hmm. say, you know what? Let me help you do this.
Yes.
Let me do this. Because a lot of the times the person we're supposed to be with is supposed to be able to help us in our journey or in our purpose. They are helping
Absolutely.
In some type of way. So that list, you guys can both be checking off each other's list, mm-hmm. but don't come in with a list for this person
and
you don't have a list for yourself.
Yeah, you don't have your own list.
You don't have your own list that you're mm-hmm. working on and a list that is being checked off for you. Because I feel like, you know, like with anything, you want to graduate through life.
Absolutely.
Like you want to, you know, mm-hmm. do these. You don't want to wait for somebody to be able to be like, well, you know what? I can't do this until I get married.
Yeah.
I can't do that until, mm-hmm. you know, I can't achieve this goal until that. You know, certain things I understand, but like not everything.
Not everything.
Not everything. We can move on it. You can move on it now.
Right.
Because really, when you find out you can be successful by yourself, I feel like that's really... that makes you more of a value in a relationship because you don't rely on somebody else to give you value.
Yeah. Like I'm not fully reliant on this person.
Yes.
To give me all of my value, all yeah. of my worth, all of that. And I think that's major going into, I read something or something popped up online where it basically said like marriages are up, divorces mm-hmm. are down.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
I
did you see that too?
I saw that, yep.
I think people want to be in relationship, but I also think that people are looking at the world around us and seeing how, I mean, we are better together,
yeah.
you know, and I always talk about to Mike, I'm just like, you know, our greatest superpower is that there's two of us in this. Mm-hmm. Like we can literally like lean on each other to bring things into manifestation. Like
yeah.
we are agreeing on things, like we are like a forever partner to do that.
Yeah.
Now we can retract and we can act like we're against each other mm-hmm. and that will only hurt us in our home. But the more we come together and utilize that superpower,
yeah.
it's amazing. And so I think people are seeing that as we move forward. The world is getting more and more interesting, I'll say.
Yeah.
I mm-hmm. think it's getting more and more interesting. I think that people are needing people.
Yeah,
they don't want to do it necessarily where they feel like they're like alone in
yeah.
this. I love how, like, even in pop culture now, it's like more rappers are now, they're more people are getting married. Like,
yeah.
superstar, you know, they're
yeah.
like married.
And my thing is, like, and I'll say this because marriage is not the end goal for some people.
Exactly.
Like, they're okay with being in that relationship. And guess what? That's your business.
It's your
business. That's your
business.
Just like it's the married people's, that's their business that they're married.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not knocking anybody who doesn't want to get married or is married and doesn't want to be married or
yeah.
any of that, not knocking that. There's something for everyone. But I've seen a lot of online, like, you know, marriage isn't the end goal.
Yeah.
That's not for me. Maybe they just want to have children together and they don't want to do that. Or maybe marriage isn't important to them. They
yeah.
feel like, you know, they've already engaged in some type of marriage and something like that.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, because when we typically say marriage, we're thinking of like the traditional marriage, like
yeah.
walking up to the altar. But we marry in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know that, you know, people have a ton of different beliefs around marriage. But I think ultimately people like to, you know, or at least be.
They want a companion
yes,
of some,
yes,
of some
like, mm-hmm.
sort, either if it's a, you know, a friend or something, they want somebody.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Yeah. yeah. And in that, though, there are things you want in that person.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. there's like, this would be an ideal person. I told you this. So I'm doing a major clean out.
I said, what you say?
What you say? A lot. But I'm going to tell you in a second. I'm doing a major clean out, spring, what do you call it?
Girl.
Spring cleaning spring of my cleaning. House.
Yeah.
I ran across my journal from college. First of all, a complete embarrassment. So glad that I did not have Facebook. So glad. If I was ever, this is one of the thing, top five things I'm grateful for in my life is that I did not have Facebook while I was in college. Yeah. And I don't care if that tells y'all my age or not.
Yeah.
And it does, but there was no Facebook, and I'm glad about it. I am so glad that these thoughts and these things are just in this little red book.
Yeah.
And nowhere else. Yeah. It can't be traced. Yeah. If you don't have the book, you don't know how crazy I was. But I found my journal.
You got to bring your book.
Girl, I cannot. I was cringing. There were times I was like throwing the book down, like, if you don't, what are you thinking? Like, I was literal nut. Anyway, so we thank God for progress and process, and we thank God for refinement. Yes, but in that book, I said all that to say, it's so cringe. I was going to throw it away, but I couldn't throw it away yet. And I was like, is there something in me that's not wanting me to throw this away? But I think it's just, you need to look and see how far you've come.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have a list in there, and I had a list of what I wanted in my husband.
Oh.
It was after I had been through the craziness of a relationship in college. Mm-hmm. And I was like, forget it. I'm going to write this down. I have this whole list. I mean, it's a literal whole page of everything I wanted my husband to be. Right? And when I looked back at it, I was like, well, where was I to want this? Like, I know that I was kind of at my wit's end.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, I had this, now I need this.
Mm.
Okay, and so usually that's why we create lists. Okay, I've done this. Okay, now I got to make a list because I wasn't specific. I need to be specific down to the T, to the height, to the all of that. I just need to be specific.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was too broad.
Yeah,
okay? I was too broad. Okay, I need to hone it in. But in that, I also saw myself. I saw at the age that I was, what I was crying out for, what I wanted, what I felt like I needed. And even things on that list that I felt like I needed that didn't get done were things that I just thought I needed at that time. But now as I grow and I know, like, yeah, sis, that wasn't that important. You needed X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
And with that came the things that I needed to be able to foster that type of man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you wanted this man that
but you just came out of this broken situation and you didn't even clean yourself up.
Didn't.
You wasn't even clean.
I wasn't. But yet won't still, I had this whole idea of what I wanted. And so when I think about women and, you know, and men in general, where you have these ideas of what you want and what you need, how important it is to understand and be, like, open to where you are. Yeah. And, like, to be able to look into the mirror and be like, but where am I right now?
On the flip side, I did have Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying some of the dumbest things. My husband and I sit and we laugh when memories come up. I said, first of all, why was I saying, because you remember back in the day, it just used to say your name. So it'd be like Elizabeth Lewis. And I say, is that work? You dumb head. Why are you saying is at work? I said some of the dumbest things I've ever read that I wrote.
Yeah.
And people actually commented. I was like,
yeah, we listen,
was this
we
were, foolishness for everybody? Listen. Because I was saying stuff, it would be like Elizabeth Lewis. And I'd be like, it's crazy today at work. I'm like tweeting at this point. I'm like, it's crazy today at work. Man, you would never believe what happened. And nothing else. So somebody could ask me what happened. I said, girl, look, and this is a big reason why I deactivated my Facebook, because I was so embarrassed with how I talked. And I was like, I have to deactivate it and I have to be able to go through and just delete everything. I was like, because at that time I was dating to date.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you think that means, go ahead and take it. I was dating to date and I was writing everything that came to my stupid head.
Stupid head.
Oh, listen, I was writing everything. I mean, you talk about subtweet, sub everything. Kind of funny how. And people would be like, girl, what's wrong with you? And I'd be like, you don't even want to know.
Yeah, it was
like he tripping. And they'd be like, who's tripping? I'd be like, he. Like, yeah, it was, like, when I say...
You didn't know. We didn't know what we were doing. I think my first Facebook post was like, Joy Ellis, because I think I was married. Yeah, I was. is wondering how to do this Facebook thing. Like, oh gosh,
cringe. Like the kids say, it was bad. And then for you, like you wrote down after, you know, a bad relationship, you wrote down what you wanted. I was opposite as well. I wrote down that I did not want a relationship.
Okay, yeah.
And this is the things that I just wanted to do in life. Okay. I compartmentalize people at that point. So I'm like, I don't want to be your girlfriend. Yeah. I am not your girl. Many men. This is not, don't say many men. Now that was disrespectful. But at the end of the day, like I said, I dated to date. I was not looking for a husband. You know, I got married older. So like I wasn't looking for, I was 29.
That's not
okay. Older. I didn't say old.
I understand.
But I'm saying, you know, you got married when you were like 20.
No.
Three.
No.
24?
Yes.
Okay, right after that. But I mean, that was 5 years before I got married. That was like, I mean, the dream of like 24. Getting out of school and getting married. Like you did that. Like you were like, you know, this is what I want to do. And I was like,
You didn't want to.
I was like, no one can tame Elizabeth.
Yeah. You was.
No one can tame me.
Was you wild?
I didn't say I was wild.
You said tame.
That doesn't mean I was wild.
So
I mean a plethora of things. Go ahead and look it up.
A plethora. Yes. But it's important. You know, it's important to one, know where you are.
Yes.
And then forgive yourself for where you're not. And be okay with
that. And be okay with it.
Yeah. Just, I'm not there yet. And it's okay. You know, I'm not there. And what I'm saying is I don't want you to not make the goals or not make the list because of where you are right now.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with vision. I think to have a vision and to have some goals and to know where you want to go is very important. But I also think that you should be real with where you are and understand that that's for the future. Yeah. Like there's no rush.
And when you get there, you want to make sure you measure up to what you asked for.
Yes, you want
to make sure you're in that same
vein. You pulling up to the table.
Because honestly, he or she has already made a list too. So are you checking off their list? Like, exactly. I feel like that's really important because then you feel like, oh, I'm in this relationship. I feel inadequate because I don't check these boxes. I hear a lot of the ladies talking about, does he check your box? Mm. Yeah, I've been checking boxes off.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. You ain't heard that?
No, I have.
Yeah. Like checking boxes, like he checks every box. And do you check every box, sis?
Do you?
Yeah,
That's good. Yeah. I don't want to be like those podcasts.
I listened to something they were cracking on podcasts. They said the one that goes, I said, I'd be saying a lot.
I need to start. Like, you know, but whatever.
I need to stop saying that. I know that.
It's all right. It's all good.
We need to actually bring up some of the funniest comments that we've ever gotten from this season from people or alarming comments that were like, okay, because somebody told us to put down our mics and that they sell podcast mics to anybody.
Yeah. They just give anybody a mic.
That was funny. We have senses of humor.
But the beautiful thing about this is anybody we can talk. You know what I mean? Like, we have some great
things. We're not for everybody.
And we're not for everybody.
We are for some people.
Right.
So.
Right. Yes. And I love that about us. And I love the fact that, you know, what social media has opened up for all of us is just, it's given everybody a voice.
A voice.
A voice has given everybody a voice. And some of the other things that, you know, we think about as we move forward in this podcast life is, like, whatever we say here are things that we would tell our nieces, our daughters, our close sisters, our friends, and things like that, and our brothers, that it's something that you would be able to just get something from, that you would be able to glean from. Because living, loving, and leading well is very important. I mean, it is necessary. We know that we have young people who are watching.
Yeah.
They're very much so less about what you say and more about what you do.
Yeah.
And if they don't have people in their lives who are doing, even though it might not look like they're paying any type of attention.
They are.
They are. Yeah. They're paying attention. And when you have people that you are watching who have taken the time to heal.
Yeah.
You know, and to let them know that it's important to take that moment, you know, introspective look within. And you've done the work. Then I know my daughter is looking at me saying, like, my mom doesn't have to act like she has it all together. Like, I actually saw my mom doing the work for herself. She's doing the work. I saw her put this goal out here and do the work to meet that goal.
Yeah.
Those are the things that, like, really matter. And so when you're thinking about living well, it's just being able to be that example. People want to see you live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They want to see you do great.
Yeah.
And that's my hope. My hope is that we say something on here that lets you, you know, be on a path that you know that you don't have to do that because someone else did it before you. And they told you about results. Mm-hmm. They let you know that, you know, A, you don't have to hold grudges. You don't have to do that in order to have feelings or something like that. Because sometimes, and I tell my daughter this all the time, like, just because I walked it doesn't mean you need to walk it too. I walked it so that you don't have to. Mm-hmm.
Unless you choose to.
That's your choice. If you choose to do that, that's your choice. But, you know, we don't have to walk down a negative road. And, you know, she's really good for this one. And I love her so much. But she's really good for it. Well, didn't you, blah, 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 when you were my age, you never, da, 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 at my age. And I'm like, girl, what I'm telling you is that the necessity to do it isn't as much as you think it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Like, the curiosity,
and I get it, you know, kids are curious, but the curiosity, you ain't gotta do all that.
You don't have to.
You don't have to do all that.
Not unless you choose to.
Mm-hmm.
Not unless you choose to. You have more to do with where you are than you think.
Yep.
And where you're going than you think. So this has been fun.
Very.
So thank you. Thank you guys for watching and tune in. I'm excited to bring more guests. Guests.
This next season, we're going to bring some guests in. Yeah. And thank you for listening as well because you know, this is a podcast, right?
It indeed is.
Thank you for watching.
It indeed is. Sister Chats Refined.
So until next time, live in truth, love with intention, and lead by example.
Stay connected with us on our social media platform, Sister Chats Pod, for more inspiration and behind-the-scenes fun.
Remember, you have the power to shape your life and the lives of those around you. This is Joy.
And this is Liz.
Signing off.